This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. A Fulton County Superior Court judge has now decided to continue a stay of execution for death row inmate Warren Lee Hill, Jr. The state had scheduled him to die by lethal injection at 7 tomorrow night. Now, the state can still appeal the judge's ruling, so it is still possible the execution could happen as scheduled. Hill's attorneys are challenging a new state law, which shields the identities of people or companies involved in producing the state's execution drug, pentobarbital. Before the judge ruled, I talked to Waynesboro Republican State Senator Jesse Stone. He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Non-Civil Committee, and he sponsored the new law in the Senate. Senator Stone, welcome. Good to have you.
Glad to be here.
The language says the identifying information of any person or entity who participates in or administers the execution of a death sentence, and also the identifying information of any person or entity that manufactures, supplies, compounds, or prescribes the drugs or equipment, shall be confidential. Why was that important?
The concern was to prevent harassment or intimidation, embarrassment, possibly frivolous litigation against people involved in the process, beginning with the chain of supply up to the person who actually does the administration.
Wouldn't someone like Warren Lee Hill, not just Mr. Hill, but anyone else, if they want to mount a legal challenge, wouldn't they need that information in order to mount the legal challenge? Are you presenting a condemned person with a catch-22 here that they wouldn't have all the information they would need to mount a legitimate challenge if they felt they needed to?
The bill itself does not actually restrict discovery of information that is pertaining to the medicines, drugs, or whatever that are used. It's just the identifying information as to who the people or the businesses in the chain. That's what is confidential.
Wouldn't someone, though, hypothetically at least, need the identifying information of the business? Because it might not just be the drug that is at issue, but how it was prepared, that there was something done that would expose the person to cruel and unusual punishment.
I think the process is fair game, but the persons involved would be redacted.
Given the problems, though, that Georgia has had with its sources for pentobarbital, the DEA even confiscated the supply a year or two ago because of concerns over where it was coming from and who was manufacturing it, isn't it possible that there's another reason for this non-disclosure? In other words, that the state might be getting it from fairly dodgy sources and doesn't want that disclosed?
I don't think so. I think the state has a huge interest in making sure that the process is done in a humane and professional way. I would disagree with that assessment.
Were you concerned by what happened a couple of years ago when the state got the drug from a source in England about which there were some questions and the DEA eventually took the supply?
Well, I think the state has learned from experiences like that. I don't think that is likely to happen again. At least I would hope not.
Have there been threats of harassment against a compounding pharmacy? Because there aren't that many of them in the state. And have any of them complained to you or to anyone else in the legislature that people opposed to the death penalty were threatening them in any way?
We did not have testimony concerning actual threats or harassment. It was potential for that led to the administration or the agency involved requesting this legislation.
So do you think that this law ensures not just the rights of a condemned person to appeal, but the rights of a condemned person to be executed without cruel and unusual punishment?
I do, and I believe that the court has ways to conduct in-camera inspection whatever it deems necessary to ensure that the process is carried out in a humane way.
Senator Jesse Stone is a Waynesboro Republican. He is chair of the Senate Judiciary Non-Civil Committee, and he was the sponsor in the Senate of the bill which bans disclosure of the people involved in an execution or disclosure of those who put the drug together. Senator Stone, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.